Radio, and this is Friday, September 23rd, 2016. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. We are only on for 15 minutes because it's Friday. And I'm not gonna use that as an excuse. Got caught up yesterday, thought we could get the show in, got in right after 6 o'clock, couldn't upload the show, so we had to go today. And again, you know, it's Friday, it's that day. Anyway, we got to get rolling, and oh my goodness, I didn't want to talk about this, but I got to talk about my birds. Oh, I know people in Boston are standing up, clapping, laughing on this one because the Red Sox swept the Orioles 4-0. The Birds, they were right there. They were only 3 games back when the series started. They're 7. They're out of that race. And as we speak, they are out of the wild card race. The Detroit Tigers, they won their doubleheader. They swept their doubleheader yesterday. Therefore, the Orioles, they are at half game back of the wild card spot. Are you kidding me? What a disastrous weekend. They could not score. The Red Sox, hey, they pretty much won with timely hitting, mostly by the dude I think is the MVP. I don't know why he hadn't gotten enough runs, but Mr. Ortiz, otherwise known as Big Poppy, oh, 2 3-run home runs in the series. He was the X factor. He put the nail in the coffin the first 2 games. Just anything that could go wrong, did go wrong in the series. They never got on track. Not once. They just never got on track against the Red Sox. They couldn't get any rallies going against the Red Sox. Just couldn't score. Just could not score. Last night they scored the most they had scored the entire series. That was 3 runs. 3 runs. We're talking about the Orioles here. They could score until the cows come home, but they could not. They could not this series, as they only put up 8 runs in the 4 games. 8 runs in the 4 games. Like I said, the most they put up was last night, 3. The Red Sox weren't scoring oodles and noodles of runs. They scored 20 runs in the series. Now, that's granted, that's good. That's 5 runs. Hey, you'll take that all the time. But the fact is, it wasn't like the Red Sox was, you know, Harvey Wallbanger. No, they scored 5 runs every game, and they won every single game. The one that really hurt, though, was the when you saw Eduardo Rodriguez win that game. I believe it was the second game where he just was – He was almost unhittable, and you're like, oh, that used to be for the Birds, and now they need those young arms out there. But it is what it is. It is last night, David Price, you know, for a dude that people just have said stunk the joint. Does anybody realize David Price is 17-8 this season? His ERA is under 4. It ain't like as bad as he's been this year. He's had a solid season. And and again, you know, it's a broken record. Ortiz with another RBI. I mean, it was the same group last night. Henry Ramirez with his 29th homer, and they just couldn't get anything. The only person who hit in the series, Trey Mancini, the guy that just came up. Oh, that was the only good feel good part of the entire 4-game road stand when Trey Mancini hit his second at bat, got a home run, and his mother went ballistic in the stands. Fans couldn't believe it. And then last night, hit another home run. Homers in back-to-back in his first games, back-to-back games. Got to give it to Trey Mancini. But other than that, there was nothing good about this series at all. And now the Birds, they got a scrap. Luckily, they're against Arizona. Arizona hasn't played good baseball in about 3 months. Hopefully they can get some wins going here because, man, they really lost ground. Toronto were way ahead of the Tigers, and the Tigers are right back in this thing. Since they have fallen off. Yuck. That's all I can say. Hey, so anyway, NFL starts its third week. I don't even know if I'm excited about that. I don't even know what to say about that. I'm not really excited. Well, we'll talk about the Thursday night game first. You'll see why I'm not excited in a little bit. But what about the Patriots? Whew. Take out Tom Brady. No problem. Put in Jimmy Garoppolo. He does work. Wait a minute. Hold on. Take out Jimmy Garoppolo. Whoa. Third string quarterback. Put in Jacoby Brissett. Playing the third-ranked defense in the league. New problem. 27-0. They shut out the Texans. Jacoby Brissett didn't have a great game. 11-19, 103 yards. He ran for 48 yards and a touchdown. Garrett Blunt, 4 rushes, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? Texan offense, they had 3 turnovers. The Patriot defense was like, hey, we're back like we used to be in the early 2000s where we were the best defense in the league. Awesome. They just rolled over them. The Texans could get nothing last night. Right. Well, hey, it's already week 3, so you know what it is. Hey, Skins versus the Giants. Everybody in the country has been waiting for this one. Yeah, Odell Beckham is going to go up against Josh Norman. And everyone, that Josh Norman is going to be traveling. In other words, all traveling means is where Beckham goes, Norman goes. So, thus, you'll get the matchup you want to see. I don't know if that's going to be good for the Birds, I mean, for the Skins or not, we shall see. The Skins just have really been banged up somehow. You know, the Deshaun Jackson, he's got injury with his knee and ankle. He got Trent Williams, his right knee is hurting. Baker got a little bit of everything working, toe, knee, thigh, everything on him. And then we still on Josh Doxson, his left Achilles is still strained. And just cannot get it going, but hey, all that sounds all running good. Hey, Skin, you've run 118 plays. How about running the ball more than 29 times? Just a thought. Meredith, they'll be in Tennessee against the Titans. I don't even know what to say about the Raiders defense. They've been giving up yards like it's, you know, Christmas presents. They've given up over 1,000 yards in the first 2 games. 1,000. Now they've got wholesale changes going left and right. Sean Smith, the free agent they signed, they're talking about putting him on the bench and bringing off some rookies. You come up, you have Khalil Mack. He doesn't have a sack. He only has 2 pressures. How about that? That Jets haven't really gotten it done on the defensive side at all of you, the Raiders. The Titans, they're trying for back-to-back victories for the first time since 2013. And, you know, the last 2 years, they've been awful. They won 5 games the last 2 years. Not including the one last week against the Colts. But, not the Colts. Titans trying to get that thing going, trying to get some momentum. Back-to-back victories. They haven't done it since 2013. In Lambeau Field, the Lions going up to play the Packers. And it's one of the rare times that Aaron Rodgers, he is the hottest quarterback in this game. Oh, that goes to Matthew Stafford. He has been cooking. And the fact is, though, Rodgers, he should have a big day today. The Lions, they're banged up on the defensive side. Rodgers got to mess around there and start throwing the ball deep. They haven't really done it that much. You can blame that. You can say a little bit of that is Nelson not having his legs under him yet. But the fact is, hey, you got him back on the field. He should be going down the field a lot more than they are right now. In Cincinnati, you might have a game of the day here Broncos and the Bengals. Anybody realize the Bengals are 2-0? I mean, they're doing what defending champs normally do. They're 2-0. The difference is Peyton Manning, he's watching the game in the suites. Trevor Siemian is getting it done, and you got to give him a little standing O. Von Miller, he's doing what he does, leads the league in sacks. In Carolina, Charlotte, that is, Minnesota's coming up there to do some damage. Hey, if you're the Vikings, you're like, hey, 2-0, let's rock and roll. But the Panthers, you got to watch out for him. Cam Newton went ballistic last week. You don't want him to get going because once he does, it is a tidal wave that you will not stop whatsoever, ever. Like that game as well, over in Kansas City, the Jets going in the Arrowhead. Ooh, you know that's not a good place to go into. But hey, just got to get it done. The Chiefs, they've been finding their way. Hey, if it wasn't for that miracle comeback in the first game of the season, Chiefs would be in trouble. But the fact Andy Reid's not going to panic, those dudes not going to panic. And especially when Jamaal Charles is getting closer. Getting closer, getting back. Watch out. The Chargers and the Colts. Colts will be going at it. Hey, I don't know what to say about these two. Colts can't get anything going right now. You got to wonder right now what they're thinking. In Colesville, their defense is weak. Their offensive line is weak. What is going on there? The Chargers, they're creeping up on people. They might really surprise people. They could, if they went like 7-9, it wouldn't surprise me this year. And a lot of people picked them to be a lot worse. The Steelers going up against the Eagles. Oh, goodness gracious. Eagles, they're finding good things with Carson Wentz. They're 2-0. They've taken care of business, but they haven't played a team like the Steelers. Oh, my goodness, the Steelers offense is. Remember, Le'Veon Bell isn't back yet, but he will be soon after this game. And then you still have Mr. Antonio Brown. You'll have Mark Whedon, Jesse James. Remember how much I used to like him with the Penn State? Oh, he doesn't have speed, but he catches anything you throw to him. Then likes him, and he's been throwing to him. The late game is the Falcons and the Saints. Who knows? Neither team is playing defense whatsoever right now. You just throw a flip a coin, first one to 30 wins. In the college games, most of the games this week are solid. We're just going to really go through them real quick. We only got 2 minutes left. You got Georgia at Ole Miss. Hey, Georgia's won the last five at Oxford, and I think that's going to be one of the best games of the day. Florida State at South Florida. Hey, you know, this is the third time, the fourth time they have met. Last time they met was 2012. Wisconsin going up against Michigan State, almost a game between the teams in the top 11. Last three games have been decided 6 or less. Remember that miracle win they had, Michigan State. They're still talking about that one. Penn State at Michigan. Penn State has won the last four. I think Michigan's going to come through with this one. Florida at Tennessee. Florida has always had the upper hand in this one, and I think Tennessee's going to take this one. So it's in Knoxville. Oklahoma State and Baylor, first one to 40 wins. Baylor's been getting killed in this series, but they won 3 of the last 4. Nebraska, they're going to Northwestern. Upset. I think an upset will be coming here. Stanford at UCLA. Stanford's won 8 in a row. I think it'll be 9. And Arkansas and Texas A&M, I believe the winner of this game will win the SEC West. And and you better watch out. I think Arkansas is going to take it. I'm rooting for A&M, but I think Arkansas is going to take it. I think they're going to really try to run the ball against the Texas A&M. All right, people, we'll be back on Monday. Sorry for the abbreviated edition this week. We'll get it rolling this week. We'll get things straightened up. But until Monday, toodaloo and bye-bye.